the Gemara says about what is it? The Gemara says if you have a headache, ha liberation is the yasek with Torah. He should learn Torah. So some say, what's the why? Well, how does it help? Because when you begin learning, you'll forget that you have a head. Okay, you'll figure it out in half an hour. Okay, let's go to the next Gemara and Abchor from it Aleph. The Gemara itself is quite easy, just the Rishonim make it complicated. I will see. The Gemara tells you on top of Chof Amid Aleph, Ahub, Barchot, Bashis Barchot and Eis, a goat. The Chazal Lifter, she saw a piece of vegetable. Apuma the donut was on top of a barrel. Sorich Salik Ochla Lifter. Anyway, climbed up. On top of the barrel and it ate up the lift off. The tavrila donut, so there are two things. So it ate up the vegetable and it broke the barrel. So chayve rova a lifter the adon nezasholim. So he passed it's a regular case of that she of Shane and Yuchayv Nezek Sholem. My time on the Gemara says, "Kivan de ucha lamecha lifto ucha nami l'seruche l'msalik." Just like it's ucha, it's usual for her to eat to eat vegetables. So also it's ucha nami l'seruche. So therefore, even if the vegetable is on top of a barrel, so usually if there's no food on the barrel, then she wouldn't climb up on the. Then it's not ucha. But if there's food on it, so just like she's accustomed to eat vegetables, so she's also ucha to climb up on top of the barrel. And so maybe it's a regular case. And maybe in Rishus Hanizik you chayif nezek sholem. That's a simple gemara. I have nothing to add to this. Ama ilfa gives you a different case. Behema b'rishus. Behema b'rishus harabim. Behema stand upashta tzavara v'ochla mi'al gabi chaverto. The chaverto means another behema. So there was another behema, and it had some food in a basket or whatever. V'ochla mi'al gabi chaverto. And that's, you have two behemas. One is loaded with food. One is not. So this one is just. So it stretches out and it eats from the other behemoths. Chayev is also chayev. Now here it doesn't say how much. So my time, the Gemara is why you chayev? Gabi chavert. So the Gemara says now the Gemara's kasha is why should you be chayev in shein b'rishus harabim is potu. So the Gemara answers, Gabi chaverto kechotzer hanizik dami. So here the Gemara comes up with a new chiddush. That if you have two behemoths, and one behemoth eats out from the basket which is on the other behemoth, so the other behemoth is considered like a reshus hanizik. So even they are in the reshus harabim, but that's the chiddush of this Gemara, that the other behemoth, it could be loved Dafke behemoth. It would be, let's say, if the owner has it, let's say you have a wagon in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's loaded with something. It would be, according to this Gemara, it would be the same thing. That's called Chotzer HaNizik, because the behemoth has the right to walk there. I have a right to drive my wagon in the Rishus HaRabim. So if I have something in the wagon and the behemoth, it takes out from it, it's also Rishus HaNizik, and therefore you chayiv. So that's a chiddush. Al pi pashtus rashus al nizik means in the nizik's rashus. But that's what it says in this Gemara. So the Gemara now says the following. Lema mesayle. The Gemara wants to bring it right to Ilfa. What's Ilfa's chiddush? What I just said, that the behemah is considered like rashus al nizik. Because we learned in the Braisa, Hoysa Kupasai Mufshelis Lachoyrov. Let's say one behemoth had a basket of food, and it was hanging hanging on the back. Upochto tzavora, and then the other behemoth again stretched out its neck. We ochla menu chayeves. It's chayev. So you see, so what do you see? The same thing. You see the same two behemoths next to each other, and one eats, and you chayev. It's not in the reshus rabim you potu, because ubiyah b'steyachir, it has to be in reshus nizik. So it's a raya that what? That the other behemoth becomes like reshus hanizik. So the Gemara says it's not a raya. Kedom ha-rob, maybe this price is talking as Rob said elsewhere. What did he say? Bekoifetzes. Hochinami bekoifetzes. Rob said, the Gemara later on will tell you what the case of Rob was. I'm going over the simple pshat of the Gemara first. Bekoifetzes, it's talking that the behemoth didn't just eat, but it jumped up. That's unusual. Is Hochinam is talking bekoifetzes, which means really there's no raya from here, from this b'raisa, that the behemoth is considered like a reshus hanizik. But the reason why you chayef is because there was a shinui, there was a mishuna. So Rashi learns, it jumped up a little bit on top of the other behemoth, al savora. She ain't darko bekach. Betoldo de kerenu v'chayeves chasnezik. So therefore, until now we thought it's talking about Shein. And why are you chayev? Shein is potter in reshus harabim. So the Gemara thought that it proves that if one behemoth eats out of the other behemoth, that the other behemoth is like Rishus HaNizik and Yuchayev. So yours is not a raya. Maybe there is no such thing. But it's talking, so Rashi was bothered. So what does Bukhapetzes do? If we are talking about shame, so the Teretz is, no, it's not shame anymore. Then it, since it does a Dova Meshuna, whenever behemoth does something unusual, so that's Keren. And that's Keren, so when it says Chayev, it means Chayev is Chatzi Nezek. So until now we thought the Gemara learned that it's talking about Shein, and therefore the Gemara had a question, Shein is potur and reshus harabim. So initially the havamin of the Gemara was that the other behemoths considered the reshus hanizik. That was Ilfus initial chiddush. The Gemara said it's no raya. Because if you learn like Rava gave in a different case, Rava gave the Teretz, it's talking about Krefetzes. Krefetzes is a shinui, and Yuchayef Beteras Keren, and therefore you only pay Chatzi Nezik. That's why here it does not say it in the second. See, it says Chayeves. It doesn't say what. So the Gemara now says it means Chatzi Nezik. It does not mean Nezik Shel, like in the first case. That's the plain Teshuvah of the Gemara. So now let me first finish this. The Heichit Moderava. What's Rava's case? Aho the Omar Raboishio. Rava's case goes on the case of Rabbi Yishtu. Behemer b'shus harabim. Holcha v'yochla p'tura. So if, while it's walking in the reshus harabim, it eats, it's potu. Because again, shein in the reshus harabim is potu. Omdo v'yochla, however, if it stops and it eats, then it's chayiv. So the Gemara asks, Maishno hal holcha d'uchay ho omdo nami uchay. What's the chilek? In both cases, it's ucha. They do the usual thing. If you are telling me that if it eats while it's walking, it's potter, it should also be potter even by him, because that's ucha. That's normal. The behemoth does not always have to walk and eat. The behemoth can take a pause and stand and eat standing. So the Omar Rava and this Rava said Bekoifet says. On this case, so Rabbi said, you're right, but it's talking, the reason why you chayef is because it's talking by Kofetzes. Also mainly by Kofetzes, so it's again the same terrace as before. By Kofetzes, it does not come under shame, it's a shinui, and therefore to stand is also uche, and therefore what? You are potu. But by Kofetzes, since Kofetzes is a shinui, so Yuchayev Beteras Keren and Yuchayev Chatzi Nezek. Alright, so initially the Gemara thought we have a right, So that this is the pshat that comes out from Rashi. So notice, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, and you'll see all the Balamur and others also learn like this. So the din of Ilfa is lav davka tokik by kafetzas. You are potur even without kafetzas, and according to the, I will soon see the Rif and the Rambam don't learn like this. But according to Rashi, the maskon of the Gemara is that you only chayip in the case of kafetzas, but if it's not kafetzas, you potur. Right, so now let's right away go to the Rif. The Rif over here, it goes right away to the Rif. You'll right away see that the Rif argues with Rashi. So notice, Rashi learns b'kreifetzes, it becomes keren and you pay chatzin nezek. Now the Rif does not learn like this. Right, let's see what the Rif says. Just a minute, which stuff is it? Ches? Yeah, on the bottom, okay. The Rif quotes the Gemara. The last line, who baruch the chos lifter, he quotes the whole Gemara, klal, v'chtavri l'donir, the last line, Oma Ilfa, the first case he quotes the Gemara, the same as Rashi. Oma Ilfa, v'heime v'shusser rabim, v'poshto tzavora v'yochlo, that eats out from the other behemoth's basket, chayeves. My time, al gabi chaverta kechotzer hanizik dami. That was Zotus Chiddush. That if one behemoth eats out of the other behemoth's basket, it's like, so the behemoth's considered kechotzer hanizik, b'meila, in chotzer hanizik, you chayev. So, and Rif adds, v'hu the kovtzer, when are you chayev? If not only when you eat out of the other behemoth's basket, but it's also talking the kotzo. Aval ondo, but if it's just stood there, it did not jump up to eat. Loi the hainu uche. Why? Because that's usual. But kotzo is unusual. So it's noticed. So the main chilik between Rashi and the Rif is this. According to Rashi, the Gemara thought initially that the case of Ilfa is talking that Kofza. The Gemara initially did not know it's talking by Kofza. So then the Gemara said, there's no Raya, maybe it's talking by Kofza. The Rif combines them. The Rif learns that in the Maskana, you require two things. Number one, it should be the behemoth eats from the other behemoth, and also with Kofza. But without Kofza, what would be the din? It would be potter, because in Rishus HaRabim, Shein is potter in Rishus HaRabim. But if it's kavtzer, so on the Rif, we don't understand. So why do you need, in order to be chayiv, so why do you need kavtzer? You should judge, according to Rashi, Ilfa does not require kavtzer. You chayiv, why? Because it's like eating in the Rishus HaNizik, because you're eating out of the behemoth. So you could be chayiv in two ways. Either you paskin like Ilfa, that a behemoth in the Rishus HaRabim is considered a Rishus by itself, and if one behemoth eats out of the other one, it's like eating out in the Nizik's Rishus, and therefore you chayiv. Or you could say chayiv b'toiras koifetzes. Koifetzes, in Rashi learns, koifetzes is it's keren, it's not a shein, and therefore keren is chayiv chatzin nezek in the Rishus HaRabim. But the Rif, you see, does not learn like this. The Rif says the din of Ilfus is talking, number one behemoth eats out of the other one, but you only chayiv if it's koifetzes. According to Rashi, these are two separate cases. So we have to understand, and also we don't know exactly what the Rif does not spell out. What does Kofetzes do? Does he learn like Rashi that Kofetzes is a shinu in its keren, or has some other pshat? Oh, so let's see. Wait a second. Wait a second. He went first. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not understanding how the Rif learns of the Shabbat
entirety of the Gemara. Wait. So the Mukhi Yosef will tell you how he learned the whole Shabbat entirety. Let's we'll do it inside. But first, That's the plain teichwerte of the rif. What is it,
Yanko? So according to Rashi, it had kavana lahazik when it was jumping?
When it's jumping, that's a good swara. You see, right. Because it's true, jumping is that mele the behemoth eats as it's walking or standing, that's urche. But when a behemoth jumps, it's unusual for a behemoth to jump and eat something. So therefore, what Rashi swara is correct. But the Rif learns that in Ilfa, you require two things. Number one, the behemoth eats out from the basket of the other behemoth. And that makes it a little bit like Rishus HaNizik, but also you require koifetzes. So the question is why do you require koifetzes? If it, the way Rashi learns, it's very good. It's chayit b'toras keren because it's kofzu. Let's wait. Well, the choyver, that's what it means. Let's leave this alone. But and most important is Rashi learns kof koifetzas makes it meshuleh, and if it acts in a strange way, that makes it like keren. All right, like we had all along. Keren, the most important part of keren is meshuleh. We already had this. Is the most important part kavana lahazik, or is the most important part meshuleh? We came to the conclusion that according to most, the most important part of keren is if you do something unusual. All right, that's so. Now, so look in, go back to Omid Aleph, and the Nimuk Yosef begins on Omid Aleph, and you'll see what the Nimuk Yosef does not like about Rashi, and basically this Nimuk Yosef tells you the same thing as the Ramban. So I don't think I'll do the Ramban inside because it's a long Ramban, and the Nimuk Yosef tells you the most important parts. So let's see what the Nimuk Yosef says. The Nimuk Yosef is on Daf Chesam et Aleph. It's one line after where you have the, in big letters the word Gemara. So you have Mi al gavi chaver to chayeves. Boch eiz v'nikras kiyem epishe hikalo levoich. It runs fast. Mukminu lo bekofetzes. The Gemara interprets that this Brais is talking by jumping up. Upirish Rashi, koifetzes shekofzo v'yochlal savoro. It jumped up on the neck of the other behavior, Shein Darko Keren, the told of the Keren, the Chayevitz Chazan. That's Rashi. The Kosva Hara'o, the Haritvo, the Eino Nochon. No, they say that's not Keren. Why? The Amrin on the Hell, the Gemara we learned last week, and after you test on the base, the Kivon the Uchel, the Mechel Uchel, the Amid Lepaluse, the Gemara says like this, just like it's usual for a behemoth to eat any place, Uchainami lepalusa, it's also normal for it to chew up something. Uchainami kivan luchalamechal, uchilamik lebikpats. So you also, it's not Keren. Why? Because, like the Gemara says on top, Einachinami, to tzamazoy that a behemoth should begin jumping around. That's not uche. That's a shinu, that's Keren. But, if there's food on top, what's the lesson of the Gemara? Just like it's uche to eat, it's also uche to jump up and eat from the top of wherever it is. So maybe the ritvo and the learn that it's not that this is not keren. Why? Because einachinami jumping is a shinui, but that's tamazo if it jumps, let's say, and does damage. So let's say it jumps around and does damage, that's keren. But if there's food on top of this, like in this case, on the other behemoth has a basket full of food, and the behemoth jumps up somehow in order to eat from it and eats. So just like it's uche to eat, it's also uche to jump up in order to eat. So mele, these rishonim hold that what Rashi says that becomes a toldo of shein is incorrect. And the choyer, it's a good kasher.
Well,
what's the chilek?
That in this case, the animal jumps, purposefully in order to get the fruit. Whereas in the case of the bad seed, it didn't do it purposefully. It was just a result of eating the.
But in most cases, it's jumped up in order to eat.
Yeah, but the jumping up, since the jumping up was purposeful, it was still part of the eating.
But in most cases, the purpose is to eat from what's over there.
But you can still say it's mishuna, whereas the case of the basket, the chewing itself is the orche. Two separate actions.
You'll have to explain to me later on. I don't see the chilik. In both cases, it's jumping up in order to eat. So anyway, let's wait. We'll see. I don't understand your teretz. So let's wait. But Lechoyer the Ritvo asks a good kasha on Rashi. The Gemara says, jumping is a shinui. But that's tamuze. If it jumps around and does damage, it would be keren. But if it jumps up to eat, in order to be able to eat what's on top, whether it's a table or whether it's whatever, it's to eat from another behemoth, that then just like it's uche to eat, it's also uche to jump up in order to eat. That's what these Rishonim hold. I will see. Maybe obviously Rashi argues on this. Now let's see. Now, and moreover, Ella Shein Mamish Venezek Sholim come out. No, the Ritvor learns not like Rashi. It is Shein and you pay Nezek Sholim, not Chatzid Nezek. He called the Yerushalmi, says it outright. Amrinim Befeirush Meshalim Nezek Sholim. In this case, the Yerushalmi says you pay Nezek Sholim. That's the Kashi against Ubitesefto. It also says Meshalim is Mashi Ziko. So Mashi Eziko, it implies you pay a full amount. Haklal Elo, Pivush Koi Fetzes, the Mekhi Yosef learns, Haino Shazor, now I don't get the case so clearly. They give a modern case. Elo Pivush Koi Fetzes means Haino, Shazor for Agla, it straightened out its feet, the Omdu, and it stood up. The Omdu Ala Behema, and it stood up on the next to the other behemoth in order to eat. The under ala behemoth, the ochlo zekufa, it ate standing up straight. The hainu lishno the under the ochlo. That's why the lashon is under the ochlo. It stood up on its hind feet, I guess, and it ate. The ochlo v'chihai gavno. In such a case, yesh lo idin oichel b'shus hanizik. So listen what the Nuki Yosef says. In that case, if one behemoth gets up and in order to eat and stands up, and while it's standing on its hind feet, it eats. So therefore, it's like eating from the Rishus HaNizik, from the other behemoth. However, if the animal would just stand up for a short while, it takes a pause and it wants to straighten out its neck, if something bothers it, then it's not a rishus hanizik. Because that's uche. If the behemoth stands up and eats standing, then it's a regular shein and yuchayif. But if it stands up only for a minute or so just to straighten out, so that's also uche. Kedamoron p'turo, then you're potu, then it's not called rishus hanizik. The time of the milsa wine, what's the chilek? Look what the Mekhi says. Shum de behemtoi lav rishus hanizik gomruhu. This is a very important line. Then the Mekhi Yosef says, see, until now we thought that the chiddush of Ilfo is that a behemoth in the Rishus HaRabim, loaded with food, is considered like Rishus HaNizik. So the Mekhi Yosef now says, according to the, you have to learn like this, according to this pshat, why are you chayiv? It's the time of the milsa mishum. The behemoth is not mamish rishus hanizik. see, laf reshus hanizik gomur. It's not a complete reshus hanizik. Really means in the reshus of the nizik. But if it's in the reshus rabbim, even though initially we thought it means according to ilfo, that the other behemoth is like reshus hanizik. Aval, so here we say it's not a total reshus hanizik. Aval reshus hanizik gomur. If you may not mamish kigen beisoy chayeves. Then you chayiv, even though it eats in a normal way. Okay, the plan, like it says in our Mishnah, that if you tell them, "Betoicha chanus meshalemes mashi yiziko." But the Mishnah says, if you eat straight out from the chanus, so meshalemes mashi yiziko, because the chanus is considered a reshus hanizik. But if it's on the behema. So it's not considered a complete reshus hanizik. So therefore, what does the Ritva say according to the Rif? He explains why the Rif requires koyfetzes, because stamazoy to eat from the other behemah is still not reshus hanizik. It's still the reshus rabban, and you would be potu. But if it's also, and that's called uche, but if it's not, if it eats from the other behemoth, the other behemoth is not a total reshus hanizik, then you require also, it should be koyfetzes, and by koyfetzes it's not because of keren, it's shame, because the Rif learns that koyfetzes is uche. Why is it uche? Because in order to eat, the behemoth will sometimes jump up. So that's why the Rif requires both. What comes out from the Mukhi Yosef is that initially we thought that according to Ilfo, eating one behemoth eating from the other behemoth's back is mamish reshus hanizik. But that was the Havamino. But in the Maskoda it comes out it's not a total reshus hanizik. In certain cases, it may be like a reshus hanizik, but it's not always a reshus hanizik. So mail it goes like this: by kofetzes, kofetzes is called uche, and the mail it's a regular case of shein hamazik, and shein hamazik to eat off from the other behemoth is not considered reshus hanizik unless there's also kofetzes. And by koyfetzes, it's a regular case of shame, because that's uche. It's normal for the behemoth to eat, to jump up in order to eat, and you're not chayi for keren, as Rashi learns, but you're chayi for shame. So that's the main chilik between Rashi and now the Balamoya. Take a look at the Balamoya on Chesamed Aleph. Oma ilfo b'reshus harabim. Masha posak harav loy mestaber. Rav here means the Rif. Ela kol al gabi chaverto chayeves ben shekavtsu ben sheomdo. See, the Balamor spells out exactly where Rashi argues on the Rif. The Balamor learns like Rashi. The Balamor says often that according to the Maskon and Ilfo, whether she jumped up or whether the behemoth stood still, you chayev. V'haynu de'ilfo, u'b'shus harabim, b'loi gav chaver toch hayeves, hochinami b'kofetzes. V'haynu de'raboy shir, b'loi pligi ha'adodi, l'mal ha'machad ha'machad. The Balamor learns, there's no machlokes in the two opinions of the Gemara. It's just one said it this way, one says it the other way. But they, according to the Balamor, against the Rif, they learn that kofetzes is a chiyuv by itself, that's keren. You don't need anything else. And over here, the reason why you are potter is because eating off from the other behemoth is like reshus hanizik, and that's why you pay. And according to the Rif, the way the Mukhi Yosef explains them, it goes like this. Initially, we thought that according to Ilfo, eating off from the other behemoth is like eating reshus hanizik. The maskana is no, it's not a total, it's for a certain thing it is like reshus hanizik, but not totally. So over here also, it's not a total Rishus HaNezik. But Meila, you cannot make him potter for that. You cannot make him chayiv for that. So Meila, you require also koifetzas. But even by koifetzas, according to the Rif, it's not a tolda of Keren, but it's a tolda of Shein, and you pay Nezek Sholim. And because koifetzas, according to these Rishonim, is not considered Shinri, to make it a Keren, because just like it's uche to eat, it's also uche sometimes even to jump up and eat, because it's the jumping is not stomach jumping around. It's for the purpose of eating it, and if it's the purpose of eating it, it's considered. So it's considered shame. Okay, that's the basic machloikas between now. Just to show you, the Rambam is also like the Rif. The Rambam has this. Where's the Rambam in? Where does it say that? It should be in Perigimel, I think. And I'll find it. Take a look at what the exact place. I remember it's Perigimel. Halacha Yud. All right. Perigimel of Niske Maman Halacha Yud. Let me find this over here. Just a second. Perigimel of Niske Maman Halacha Yud. Here, the Rambam quotes the din of the Gemara. Hoysom halachas b'rishus harabim. The behemoth was walking in the rishus harabim. Uposhto tzavoro v'yochlam yal gabi chaverto. It eats off the back of the other behemoth. V'afilo omdo. See, he says, afilo omdo, even if it stood, lav davki is walking. Meshalim mashen hennes. You pay mashen hennes. Shekein derech ha-behemoth le'echol zun yal gabi zun. It is the derech of behemoth. They eat off each other's back. And it not only stammers it, but if it jumps up and eats in order to eat from the back of the other behemoth, then you pay a full amount. Because the other behemoth is like a chotzer anizik. So in the first case, the Rambam says, you only pay mashen hennes, which means you pay a very little amount, because you only pay for the hanah. Let's say the hanah is at 8 lunch. So lunch would cost $5, you pay $5, but you don't pay for the full hezek. But in the second case, in kaftzo v'yochlal gabi chaverto, meshalem es mashen hezeko. Why? Because it's kechotzer hanizeku. Also in the Rambam, it's not clear. From the last line, it would seem that the Rambam learns like Rashi, that a behemoth is mamish ke chotzer hanizik dami. Right? Because the Rambam says the behemoth is ke chotzer hanizik. And he doesn't say dafkil by kofzer. But in the first case, well, the Rambam does not have the case of, here the Rambam does not mention kofzer. So in the Rambam, it's not clear whether he learns, whether that it doesn't seem that the Rambam is learning like the Rif. And the Rambam is mashma that the din, but that like we thought initially in Ilfo, that if one behemoth eats off the other behemoth is considered like a Rishus HaNizik, and therefore even though it's happening in the Rishus HaRabim, you are chayiv to pay because it's like Rishus HaNizik. But according to the Rif and the Ritvo and the Ra'on and the Nuki Yosef, in the Maskana, it's not mamish a total Rishus HaNizik, and therefore you require koifetzes. The Rambam does not even mention the case of koifetzes. He doesn't. Vim kafzu v'yochla al gabi chaverta o meshal l'mash heziko. But notice. I made a mistake. So the Rambam is like the Rif. Then what do we say? It's like that you require both things. You require kafza and also gabi chaverto. So the Rambam is like the Rif. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. All right. So here I'll just tell you over what Rav Salvechik said on this whole sugya. It's not so much in Rashi, but in the Rif and. We'll soon see the Rosh has a different shot. So the Rav Soloveitchik claimed, if you remember, what are we discussing here, among other things? That Shein Beregel is potur in Reshus HaRabim, because it's beer b'shtei acher, only if it consumes in somebody else's Reshus. But in Reshus HaRabim, you potur, right? So who remembers the Rib that in the first Perek, right in the beginning of the we learned it. What does the Rib say about this, that about why Shein Beregel is potur in Reshus HaRabim? Who remembers? Now, what does it have it? Oh, it's Uchang, that's all you have to say. The Rif gave an explanation. The Rif says, do you know why the Torah said that a shein the regel is potter in Rishus HaRabim? Because it's normal, it's usual for, just like we're learning in this Gemara. The behemoth has a right to walk in Rishus HaRabim, and while it's walking, it could eat. So the Torah was not mechayev if you're from Mazik, because you cannot control it. Otherwise, the Rif meant to say like this, otherwise a person would not be able to walk his behemoth in the streets. Because since it's normal for it to eat while it's walking, it may stand and eat. So since it's uchay, therefore the Torah was not nechay. Because otherwise it's impossible that a person would not be able to walk with his behemoth in the Rishus HaRabim. So whatever is uchay, the Torah was not nechayiv. That's what the Rif says. If you remember the Rosh didn't like this. The Rosh says, why do you need a svara? It's a gzeiras hakosuf. All right, well, so we'll see. But so he, Rav Soloveitchik, claimed that the Rif here goes l'shitosu. The Rif and Muki Yosef and all those that learn that you require two things. You require koifetzas plus that it's eating off the other behemoth's back. Because they go with the sheet of the Rif that the reason why you are potur in Rishus HaRabim is if it's usual. Also the Meila, he said that the Rif therefore learns you require both. You require eating off the other behemoth's back plus koifetzas. And koifetzas and you require both. Why? Because that's the normal, that is the uchay. Like we are learning here in this Gemara. It's just like it's uchay to eat, it's also uchay if it sees food on another behemoth's back and it cannot reach it as it is, it jumps up in order to eat. So b'meila, since it's so b'meila, if you have these two conditions, so we say it's like in the Rishus, it's like the Rishus HaNizik, and therefore you pay Nezek Sholem. So the Rif, he claimed that the Rif and we'll soon see in the Rosh also that they all go with the Svara of the Rifs. Why are you potter on Rishus HaRabim is because it's Uche. And b'meila over here since it jumped up. And jumping up is like they learn. The Rambam learns like the Nemuki Yosef said. It's a tolda of shame, not a tolda of. But since you ate it from the other behemoth's back, therefore it's like Rishus HaNizik, and therefore you have to, therefore you chayiv. I forgot exactly how he fitted it in to the Nemuki Yosef and to the, but in the Rif certainly that is the pshat he gave. So the Rif here goes l'shitosoi. Okay, now go to the Rosh. You'll see the Rosh adds one other condition, not a new condition that we didn't have. Where's the Rosh over here? The Rosh of Simon Dalit and in the second parak, right in the beginning, you have it on a ilfa. Behema b'shus harabim, poshto tzavor v'yochlem al gabi chaver to chayiv. If it eats off from the back of the other behema, chayiv. My taima al gabi chaver to kechotzer anizik dami. V'hu the kofzo. He's quoting the Rif. Aval om the loy. Why the hayne uchay? That's mamish quoting the Rif, the Haine Uchei, or like, because that is Uchei, and Uchei is Potu. That fits into the lashon of the Rif, that it's Uchei makes it Potu. The Itmor, Amar Rabbi Shir, Behemer, Beshus Rabbi Holcho, V'yochlo, Ketura, Omdo V'yachlo Chayeves, V'yomama Maishno Holcho V'yachlo Rucho, Omdo V'yach Namiucho, and the Gemara answers by confesses, Kach Kosav Ravalfus. Which means that the Rif held that the Maskana, in order to be Chayev, you require two things. You require Kofza, and also it should be eating off from the other behemoth. The Kosa Balamor, the Balamor argues on the Rif, Masha Posakiraf Le Mistaber Elo Kol Al Gavi Chaver To Chayeves. Bein She Kofzo, Bein She, he spells everything out. According to Rashi and the Balamor, Bein She Kofzo, Bein She Omdo, you are put. Why? Because eating off from the back of the other behemoth is considered in the Reshus HaNizik, which means, according to the Rashi and the Balamor, according to Rashi and the Balamor, the din is, as we said before, to eat off from the back of another behemoth is mamish reshus hanizik. But mainly you don't require kofzo. Kofzo is an independent mechayev according to Rashi and the Balmer. Why? Because it's keren, it's meshune. According to the Rif and the Rambam, kofzo is not meshune. And also in the maskana, eating off from the other behemoth is not a total reshus hanizik. You require something else with it. So mainly you require two things. You require kofzo and reshus hanizik. But reshus hanizik by itself would not be sufficient because of course it's not in the other person's reshus. It's only on top of the behemoth. So mainly, according to the Rif, you require two things. But according to Rashi and the Balamor, you don't require two things. One is enough. Which one? Either one. Either kofzo, because kofzo is keren, and therefore you pay chafi nezek, and to eat all from the back of the other behemoth is mamish chotze hanizek, and you pay a full amount. That's the machloikas. So now he says, so anyway, after asking kashis, let's go right away to how he explains it. He skip a few lines, go to the next omit, and skip the first few lines. He says, he asks kashis on the Rif, umiu, ki mayenes be shapir, if you look carefully into the Rif, divrei rabal fesiko. The Rosh agrees with the Rif. Why? Now look what he says. The Rosh has a different explanation for the din. What is the explanation? The behemoth shekoyfetzas lamokam gevoya v'yocheles, a behemoth that should jump up high in order to eat, laugh shin, that's not a shinui. Because the amalel, we learned before, kivan du'uche lamecha lifto, just like it's uche to eat the vegetable, uche nami lesaruche, it's also uche to climb up and eat. Ulmeisak, and elahach de ilfo, the rabbi shiyo b'raisa, the hoisuk posim of sheles, tam echot lem. In all these cases, there's one reason. What is the reason? Now look what the Rosh says. The chol heicha de yichoyla behema le echol kedanko. Wherever a behema has a right to eat in the normal way while it's walking, derech hilucha, beloy kfitza, without jumping, ein loy le odam reshus lo aniach shom peroisof. Therefore, if you are in a place where you know the behemoths have a right to walk and eat, so you have no right to put down your peyros or your kalim and so on. V'havi reshus harabim p'tura, and therefore it's considered a reshus harabim, and reshus harabim shein the regel is potu. Aval heicha de'en yichoylo le'echol ele b'kvitzo. But wherever the behemoth cannot eat unless it jumps up, yesh lo reshus lehoniach peyros. In such a case, you have a right to take your peyros into that place, u'mikchi chotzer hanizik. But then it's called chotzer hanizik, and chotzer hanizik yuchayif. U'mikaro, he says, initially, kedama ilfo lemilsei pirish tam ledvarov. Initially, the Gemara thought, mishum dal gabi chaver toke chotzer hanizik tami. Havisal kedai toch, the Gemara thought, al gabi chaver toke chotzer tami. Ve'afilo ochlo kedach, even though it's the normal way, not jumping up. The aha boy in the Asuya Rayu, Kama Gemara, the Gemara says, no, can the parish rover, the male of the Kofetzes, Hochinami Ayri Breise Bekwefetzes. Which means, I'll tell you what the Rosh said. The Rosh has a different, the Rosh agrees with the Rif, but the Rosh gives a different interpretation of the Rif. Whereas the Rif, the way we learned until now, we learned that it's, that according to the Rif, you require two conditions to be chayiv. Number one, eating off from another behemoth, and number two, it must be with kofetzes, right? One is not sufficient. And we gave a reason because it's uche. The Rosh learns differently. The Rosh learns a behemoth has the right to walk in the streets and also to eat in the streets. So Mela, if you know that on this street the behemoths walk around and they eat whatever is, comes in their way on the street, that is uche, and Mela your potu, because then the din is the owner of the fruits or the vegetables is not even allowed to put down his vegetables there. Why? Because He should know in advance. Here the animals have rights, that then they can come and eat, and you have no right to put down your kalim and your food. If you did, you're the balaveva and you potter. But however, if it's kofetzes, which the Rosh does agree with Rashi's father, that's unusual. So in such a case, if the behemoth is kofetzes, since that is not a proper thing to do, that the behemoth should jump around, in such a case you have a right to put down your food there, and therefore if the behemoth does do damage, you have to you have to pay, because in such a case, the main pshat of the Rosh is it all depends. Does the owner of the food have a right to put down his food in that place, or does he not have a right? If he has a right, so then the Baal HaShor takes it for a walk. And it eats it, then we say it's b'shus hanizik, and it jumps up and it's kofetzes. So in such a case, the one who has the food has every right to put down his food over there, and the one who ate it, He should have watched his behemah, and since he didn't, so therefore you chayev. So the main thing is this: according to the Rosh, it depends on which place you put down the food. Did you put it down the place where behemahs go around and do whatever they want, or not? According to the way the Mukhi Yosef and the others learn in the Rif, it has nothing to do with where in the Rishus HaRabim you put it down, but it has to do if it's kofetzes, and kofetzes is shame, and you have the din of that if you eat it off the behemah, it's kechotzer hanizik dami, and b'meila you are chayiv. But it doesn't depend on according to the Nuki Yosef, does not depend which part of the Rishus HaRabim you put it down. According to the answer, it's both kofetzes and the behemoth has the food on its back, in such a case you chayiv. So again, according to Rashi and the Balamoil, the maskon of the Gemara is that eating off the back of a behemoth is mamish like reshus hanizik and you chayiv. But mainly you don't require two conditions. One condition is sufficient, because the behemoth is automatically a reshus hanizik. Or kofetzes. Kofetzes is a mechayev by itself, but not b'teiras shein, but b'teiras regel. Whereas according to the Rif and the Nuki Yosef and the others and the Rambam, it comes out that no, kofetzes is normal. Because just like it's normal for the behemoth to eat, it's also normal for the behemoth to jump up to eat. And Memela, it's called shame. And in order to be chayiv on the food which is on the behemoth in Rishus Rabim, so you require two things. Number one, you eat from the back of the behemoth. And number two, it's kofzo. Why? Because together, because by itself, it's not a total Rishus HaNizik. When is it a Rishus HaNizik? If it's, number one, the food is found on the back of the behemoth, and number two, that the behemoth eats it, standing, jumping up, so therefore it's together we are mechayev him in a nezek sholim. Alright, that is all that you have to know in this from this gemara. Okay, now concerning what you asked about kavanos lahazik. So I don't know. You see, they don't mention anything about kavanos lahazik. According to the Rif and the others, this has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what is the din? Is does a behemoth have a full din of reshus hanizik or not? So keren is not even discussed. But according to Rashi and the Balamoy who learn that this is a case of keren because it's meshuga to jump up. So the Meila, yeah. So I don't know. Rashi also does not mention kavanos lahazik. So maybe they don't require it. All they require is it meshuna or is it not meshuna? Because the law, because they also go with the swirl of Ulche. But the only thing is what Rav Soloveitchik said, that the Rif holds the Shitosai, and he said he learned all these Rishonim, they go like the Rif, go like this. So the Choyre is not much more like this, that the Rosh holds from the Rif. Because the Rosh in the beginning, when he gave the Svara, why Shein the Regal is Potter of Rosh Sarab because of Ulche, the Rosh they objected to it. He has the Kashir, it's not you don't have to give a reason, it's Exera Sakosov. So, and even though the Rosh gave you an afkimina, so it's not clear that the Rosh could learn like the Rif, unless you learn that once when the Rosh in the beginning told us an afkimina that comes out from the Rif, an afkimina is if it's part of it is in Rishus Harabim, part in Rishus Hayochet. So where do you go after? So maybe when the Rosh gave that nafkimina, maybe it means the Rosh really accepted the svara of the Rif, but it's not clear. But anyway, you see clearly from this Rif that the Rif is going, and the Rif certainly is l'shitosoi, that if it's Urchei, then you're potur. If it's not Urchei, then you are chayiv. Okay, enough on this. Okay, are there any other questions on this? Yes, Moshe.
Yeah, I'm still not understanding how the Rif and the Nimuchi Yosef read into their Gemara when they said when the Lashon of the Gemara is Lema Messiah.
Yes.
Lashon of the Gemara wants to bring a Raya.
Yeah, so good. So listen, they learn like this. Initially, Ein Achinami, the Gemara thought that this is Raya, but when the Gemara answers by Kofetzes, then there's no more Raya.
But they use the fact that it's Kofetzes for Ilfa.
Yeah, but good, but listen, but that's exactly what these Rishonim say. Initially, we thought that it goes like Ilfa, but in the Maskonda, the Gemara says there's no Raya to Ilfa because it's talking by Kofetzes, and therefore there's no Raya to Ilfa. That's what the Gemara says.
Right. But
they say you require two things. According to Rashi, you require one thing is enough, not two things. So if you have two things, in the Maskonda, the Gemara says Ilf is talking when you have the two things, the two requirements. Number one, you eat off the other behemoth, and number two, it's also kofzo.
Wasn't kofzo used as a rejection of Ilf on the Gemara? It was used as a rejection of
Ilfa. Oh, you mean we use it as...
And the Rif's using it as combining the rejection...
Yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's no aids over that. This is how the Rif learned. That the Maskonah, we combine them, you require both. Yeah, you're right. That Rashi learned, you are right in this. Rashi, that's part of the Machlokes Rashi and the Rif. Rashi learns we completely reject this. There's no raya altogether, and you leave Ilfa as is. That in Ilfa, what does Ilfa really hold? That if you eat off the back of the behemoth, it's a total reshus hanizik. But according to the Rif, it's not a total, like the Yosef explained, it's not a total reshus hanizik. You require kafza, and together it creates a chiyuv. All right, enough on this. There's nothing else that I can tell you on this. Let's go now to the next Gemara a little bit. All I can do today is start you off. We'll see. The Gemara now has a different shayla, a new shayla. Boy Rav Zeira, misgalgel mahu. So misgalgel means the food is being rolled. The behemoth like is rolling. She takes the food in one place, and she drags it to another place. What is the din? The Gemara explains the shayla. The shayla is, hey, so the Gemara asks right away, hey chedam, what's the case of the skalgel? Kegoin the kaimer omir b'shusayoch. The hay is found in the bundle of hay is in the shusayochet. Become a skalgel, the osim shusayoch l'shusarab. The behemoth drags it and rolls it from the shusayochet into the shusarabim. My, what's the din? So what's the shayla? So look in Rashi over here. So Rashi, here, this is going to be a very important Rashi. I look in Rashi, and the kaima omir b'shus ha-nizik, u behema b'shus ha-rabim. The behema is not b'shus ha-rabim, u megalgeles, and it drags the omir from one place, the osim b'shus ha-yok b'shus ha-rabim. My, what's the shayla? So look what Rashi says. Boso rachila azlinan. Do we go according to the time when the behemoth eats up the hay, upturo, because no shusarab mshein is potu, or bossa the shakla lo as the behemoth, or do we go according to the beginning when the behemoth took the bundle of hay from the reshusayochet into the reshusarab, we look at the time when the behemoth took it, the chayeves, because in reshusanizik shein is chayev. So Rashi adds, "Vu adinami behemah b'shus hanizik v'yomim b'shus harabim." The same child would be if the bundle of hay is in the shus hanizik and the behemah is in the shus hanizik and the hay is in the shus harabim. The gilgalosem in shus harabim, shus hayochet. We have the same child. E boser achila aslin and chayevas. If you go according to the time when it ate it, then you chayev, because it happened in the eating took place in the shus hayochet. If you go according to when the behemoth took it, since it took it in the Rishus Rab, so that's what Rashi says. Now, so according to Rashi's Pshat, a new Hakira, do you go according to the time when the behemoth took it? And at that time, if the food was in Rishus HaYochet, so you chayef? Or do you go according to when it ate it? Since when it ate it, it was already in Rishus HaRabim, and Rishus HaRabim Shein is Potu, and vice versa. So that's how Rashi learns. So I won't do the whole Tosfos, just the beginning. Meskal gel mahu pirush akuntras de mesapke lei basar achila zlinu vi basar lakicha. Ve kosher de lekamen gabi kelash... Tosfos quotes a Gemara to show you that there's no such hakira. But before we go by to let me out, I want to just, what obvious question should you ask me when you learn this Gemara? What is it? Is it not connected to Basar Mikar or Basar Tavamana? Do you go according to the beginning? Do you go according to the end? The Chayr is the same Shaila, is it not?
Rosh Hashanah, he said,
You mean that case that the Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, he said we go.
Yeah, well, let's wait with that case. That's a complicated case. Let's first see what David asks. So now it so happens what you said, the Shilti HaGemurim asks this question. If Rashi is right, so the Gemara should say we already paskin basam yichor asliman. But there's a simple chilik. I don't even understand why the Shilti HaGemurim has the kasha. There's a simple chilik in Svara between the case of basam yichor or basat havaman asliman and this case. In our case is what? Where the behemoth drags a bundle of hay from one reshus into the other reshus. So the Shilti HaGemurim says, well, we already passed in Basam Yikar. And there's a simple reason why it's not doimed that at all. And who else? What is it, Abaya?
Because only the hit, one was two, and the hit, this case was only one.
What?
One. What do you mean? The animal's taking it, he's bringing it outside. So, yeah. But it's one animal, it's one thing. Whereas the Basar Yikar, Basar Yikar, I'm talking about multiple actions.
I hear what you say. I don't think that's the chilik. Let me hear something. What you said is not really so. Who else? What is it, the uncle?
Isn't this all gufo? Before it was kocho. Those throws.
You don't have to say that. It's more posher than that. What is the Moshe?
Is it because we have a pasuk over here? We have a stand.
What?
We have a custom that says it'll be a bisneacher.
So?
So there could be a chakira on the definition of the word deer. Does it take place after the lekicha or after the achila?
Yeah, but the Gemara paskin, you go about some of your color.
That's by Adam Mamazi.
What?
That's by Adam Mamazi.
No, what do you mean Adam Mamazi? Not after, no. That's, but by everything we have the shayla. What do you want to say?
Zark the Marosh Agai gets this one action going down here. He's taking it one place, and
so what's the chilek?
One's definitely going to happen, and one.
No, that mean it doesn't necessarily have to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's more, it's very simple. Anyway, maybe you listen to what I want to say. Anyone else? Last try. There's a simple chilek. Simple. Let's say you are right, but I think that there's a simpler distinction. What is it?
In the case where you threw it, it changed the value of the.
And over here.
But when he's dragging it, does it change the value?
Well, I don't like the word change. But you are right.
It doesn't affect
it. But listen, what I think what you mean is this. The chilek is this. Over there, when I throw down the keli from Rosh Hagag, that's a ma'aseh hezek. It just takes time until it will hit the ground. But the actual act of taking a keli on top of the roof and throwing it down, that's a ma'aseh hezek. So the shaila is, do we go according to the beginning of the Ma'aseh Hezek or towards the end of the Ma'aseh Hezek? In this Gemara, it's not so. When the behemah drags out the food from the Reshus HaYochid into the Reshus HaRabim, that's not the Ma'aseh Hezek yet. It's nothing. If after dragging it out, the behemah goes away, then it's nothing. So Mela, when the whole shayla of Basa Mikova, Basa Batov, there are two moments of Hezek. The first moment of Hezek is throwing down into the the ground. That's a Ma'aseh Hezek. And then when the keli actually breaks, that's the final Hezek. So the shayla is which Hezek is the Mechayiv, the first or the last. Over here, there's no Ma'aseh Hezek in the beginning. The whole Hezek will happen when it eats it. So it's a new Shaila. The Shaila now is, we have a din on one hand, that what? Shein is potu, Shein, regular potu, Reshus HaRabim. What happens if it drags it from the Reshus HaRabim or vice versa? So what do you look after? Do you look in the beginning or do you look at the end? That's all I wanted to bring. You understand what I say? It's very poshut. So, but anyway, the Shilti HaGemurim does say what you say, David. And I don't. He doesn't give a tell. He doesn't like the. They all learn like Tosfos, which we'll do tomorrow. What?
I saw it in the
Popolish. Oh, you saw. He also asks this question.
He quotes Shilti HaGemurim.
He asks it as well.
Oh, I see. It's a raya that we don't paskin like that. I see. Okay, I hear. Anyway, I think there's no mamish, there's no tzushtel. And you don't have to. But anyway, I told you that I saw it in the Shilta Agibayim. Okay, now, for tomorrow, you'll do the Tosafos of Miskalgel. Look up the Rambam by Miskalgel. Where does the Rambam have Miskalgel? Dalet. Dalet is Pere Gimel Halacha Dalet. And there it says, look in the Raivit and the Magid Mishnah, and by Miskalgel, and look in the Nachlas David, by Miskalgel. Alright? That's what that. And finish, go weiter in the Gemara. You should reach, actually, up to, in the wide lines, up to the Kama, Rabbi Amad Mei Omir, Rabbi Amad Mei Soyram. It's easy Gemara, and I would like as soon as possible to start the sugi of Zeh Nehenev Zeh Lechosev. All right, enough today.